Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
There we go. Welcome back. And business is picking up in a lot of ways.
There's a baby.
It is. Yeah, there's a baby. There's two babies. There it is. Yeah, business is picking up. The entire Sterner family is in the building. Yeah, you're looking at me like I've done something wrong. What I do, Liv? The whole Sterner family is in, and you can be here. You can be here as well as we are at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy, Park Row location. And let me tell you this. This is going to be a power-packed final 3 hours because we have Texans cheerleaders coming in. In the 5 o'clock hour, I'm going to get killed for that one, and I should. Texans cheerleaders coming in the 5 o'clock hour, and a Texans legend as well coming in the 5 o'clock hour. And we have two sets of tickets to the Texans and Niners game coming up on Sunday that you can win today. Two different chances to win a pair of tickets to the 49ers and Texans coming up on Sunday. Texans cheerleaders are coming in here as well as a Texans legend. That is all in the next 3 hours to go along with all of the prizes you can win from Bud Light and HEB. So all you have to do is arrive here, get here, and if you're in the building, put your name in our raffle box to have a chance to win. And there's a lot we are hooking you up with. So a big final 3 hours here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Thirsty Thursday.
That's big, Ron.
You know, it is.
Two pairs of Texans 49ers tickets?
Yes, two different.
Wow.
Two different sets. Yes.
I'm going to tell you, that'll get them in the building. Where are we again?
We are here at Buffalo Wild Wings here in Katy, Park Row location. Easy to get to, and you might want to make a move if you're on this side of town. Hell, if you're not, make your way over here for your chance to win so many prizes. All right, we just heard from Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, and I don't know if there was any way it would, but I will ask. He answered a lot of questions about execution issues, getting the ball to Nico Collins, the left guard situation. He talked a lot. Did you feel any better about the situation moving forward after listening to him?
No, not at all. First of all, though, I'd like to give a shout out to the local media that was there. That may have been the best press conference from a question, detail oriented football scheme, all the things that make it great. That may have been the best presser in terms of how the media executed it that I've heard. I thought it was tremendous. And to answer your question, it's even more concerning. You know, from the very beginning when asked about the clock management, not having a better answer, and a better answer would have been just like, "Hey, we screwed that up, man. We didn't get it done." But instead, it's this whole, you know, it's the same processes and this and that, and I'm gonna do it the same way no matter what. For me, is to get a play in, and like talking around your elbow to get to your mouth, and you know, it's I don't know. It's concerning. It's hard to see. Like I said before, it's hard to see this thing getting better. The defense of the left guard rotation, of rotating left guards, the way they're doing it, trying to justify it, trying to make it make sense, they sound silly. And again, tip my cap to the media for saying
they know it's coming too. They know it's coming, and that's the best they got.
I thought it was a tremendous, you know, at the end there of just going, "Hey, so do you feel comfortable?" I think it was Cody Stoots. So you feel comfortable saying that rotating two guys at left guard is actually a better option than having one guy settle in at guard? And they don't have an answer because they then go into position flex and bring the left tackle into the situation, and boy, guys played all practiced on both sides of the football in training camp. And once again, you know, they're asked about the wide receivers, and do you feel comfortable about these wide receivers? And we go back to the cross training and how these guys played multiple positions in training camp, Ron. And I just, like, that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Like, that you're not a good enough football team. You're not a talented enough football team. You know, you're not an experienced enough offensive coordinator to be doing things and spending time on things like left guard, the guys rotating at left guard. You're not good enough to. I mean, I'm watching the film today, and Dari Agunbowale's in there as your third down back in critical situations in the first drive. Or second drive, whatever it was, like that. Like, you're just not a good enough football team to act like to try and reinvent the wheel, or try to be the smartest guy in the room, man. Just go do really smart, sound football. Like, from a protection standpoint, like he goes in there and is talking about, you know, we try to be multiple in our protections. Hey, man, your protections suck. Like, how about we just figure out a way to stop A-gap pressure? How about we go into this next game and we don't let our quarterback get hit in the face by a linebacker or a defensive player that comes in the A-gap, which the A-gap, guys, is on either side of the center between the guards. How about we go one game and we don't do that? Instead of trying to be multiple and vary everything and all this from a protection standpoint, we've heard everything with Bobby Slowick and Nick Cayley. Everything under the sun has been attempted. Like, just cut it out, man. Just stop the A-gap pressure. Let your quarterback know that if they bring too many, the pressure's going to come off the end. And at that point in time, you can get rid of it. You got a longer time to get rid of the ball, or you can make that guy miss where you can't make a better athlete than C.J. Stroud miss when he's coming in the A-gap. Like, just play. Just do the simple things, man.
Clinton, Tyler, and the listeners, the thing about it is we've seen all of the major people march up here and talk. We've heard from D'Amico three times this week. We heard from CJ. We've heard from now Nick Cayley. And Clinton Tyler, none of them make you feel better after you, like, none of them make you feel like, all right, they've at least got a handle on fixing this. They've at least, like, just, I mean, obviously actions speak louder than words, and you love it, but not like, none of them, when you hear them, make you feel like, all right, somebody in there, you know, makes me feel a little bit better about the situation. And that it just gets worse. Like, Nick Cayley knew what was coming today. another one. There's so many. Where he talked about Nico Collins. Well, yeah, we do a lot to move him around and to get the ball to him. You didn't throw the ball to him for 10 plays in the game.
Third drive, right?
Joe Flacco, yes, Joe Flacco just arrived in Cincinnati. They threw the ball 23 times to Ja'Marr Chase. 23 times.
Franchise record.
But you can't, DJ's like, we see a lot of people seem to be, you know, able to get the ball to the guys that they want to get the ball to. Rashee Rice played 14 snaps. He got 10 targets in the game. In his first game back, what are we? If you think you've been doing a good job of trying to get Nico Collins the ball, what the hell? It's not going to be.
He's got a tough task when it comes to talking to the media 7 weeks into the season when your offense has been this bad. I don't care how confident of a man or a play caller or a coach you are, when you walk out there, there's got to be a, all right, let's pull my bootstraps up. I got to go out here and this is going to be a battle. But the interesting thing or the frustrating thing to me is the inability to explain the obvious ones. Like, if you're going to go out there and you're going to, again, rotate left guards in game, then you got at least, you got to have me a good answer of how.
But you know it's coming. D'Amico got axed it 2 days ago. CJ, you know it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, there's nothing. There's nothing. And it's insult to injury. The leaning into versatility and position flex is Bill O'Brien all over again.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is Bill O'Brien all over again, man. It doesn't matter how you can ask specifically about one guy, and they're somehow going to tell you about training camp and about how everybody worked at every different position on both sides of the ball and everybody should be fine. That has absolutely nothing to do with it, whether anybody's fine. You need to find a good left guard. I don't give a damn where he practiced. I don't care. You need to find a left guard. I need him to play left guard at a really good level. That's it. I don't need him to be able to be a backup center and a right guard and a tackle if you need. I need you to find a left guard. Yeah. One.
Yeah, he might be out there playing right tackle for you. Right now, that might be your best left guard playing right tackle. Might be your best left tackle too. All right, you know what? Now that we're talking about this, I was listening to In the Loop, and Lopez had something to say that I wonder, Clint, and the people. I wonder if you all agree with him. And this is the perfect time to talk about this because we've just heard from D'Amico the last several days. We heard from CJ. We heard from. From Nick Cayley just now, this is what John Lopez said, his thoughts that D'Amico may need to do when it comes to handling this offense.
But the majority of the success of those players came from offensive-minded head coaches. Think about that. The majority of the highest drafted quarterbacks went to defensive-minded head coach from 2011 to 2021. But the most success were the ones that were drafted by offensive-minded head coaches. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So we got the wrong head coach then. Huh?
I'm just saying.
That's what you're putting forward here.
Yeah. Well, what I'm putting forward is let your offensive guy be by himself and get it done. Not like Bobby Slowick, but maybe, you know, look at the defensive-minded head coach. You know, he's not offensive-minded, but like Ben Johnson in Detroit, like some of these guys, Buffalo.
You think D'Amico need to back up a little bit?
I do. I do.
But we were looking at the early portions of the season and their inability to get things done.
I know
saying
Bobby
that he
Slowick
needed to come through
it all. Bobby Slowick ruined it all, but I do.
That's interesting.
I don't know about that.
I don't agree with that. Like, I think that he needs to be able to quality control
this.
If you
got the right guy, you're going to get it done.
If you got the right guy, that's a big if.
They didn't have the right guy.
That's a big if.
All right, Reggie and Figgy seem to disagree. Your thoughts, John said he feels like he thinks D'Amico needs to back up from the offense. What's your thoughts on this?
I don't think it matters. I honestly don't think it matters.
I didn't mean to lie. I just wasn't ready for that.
I don't think it matters. I mean, what I'm watching, and I can't relay it over the radio, but what I'm watching is so bad. It's so elementary. It's so far from being winning football on the offensive side of the football. I mean, it's disgusting. There's no. Like, it don't – and to, it's insult to injury to know that your head coach has been overseeing this thing for 3 months now since OTAs, it makes it even worse. But the fact I go back to this, guys, I said this when they were in the process of hiring an offensive coordinator. If you hire an offensive coordinator and you bring a guy in here and you don't even allow him to hire his staff,
it's David Culley.
He's not going to run things. He's not gonna, like, there, nobody's going to take this job in Houston when you know you've got Nick Caserio breathing down your neck. Do it a certain way. When Nick is on the field every single day watching over you, when now D'Amico, a defensive-minded head coach, is on the field watching over you, when you come in, you can't hire your own coaches. You've got to fit in. And then, oh, by the way, this is going to be a collaborative effort on the offensive side of the football, but you got to walk out there and talk and take the bullets every Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday afternoon. Like, nobody that has options, let's put it to you that way, because you can stumble upon something from time to time. Nobody that has options that is highly regarded for play calling, not a good coach, not a good tight ends coach, a play caller. Nobody's going to step into that situation. I said it when they hired him. Every time they hire a guy and just plug him in and that person doesn't go, hey, we're going to do it my way, and I've got these six guys that know what my way is, or I've coached with these guys and I know exactly how they coach and this is what I want. Not you walk into the building and, hey, we're going to fire the O-line coach and keep the assistant. We're going to keep the wide receivers coach because Nick likes him, and we're going to keep this guy over here because – you know, he's got ties to New England, and we're going to – like, it just – it's set up to fail from the jump. So, I just – to me, I don't think it matters whether D'Amico Ryan – obviously, it hasn't improved anything.
No, it hasn't. They're worse across the board over the last 2 years. I mean, I heard John just was taking out Bobby. I mean, hell, they left Bobby alone, too, and I mean it looked a whole lot better than this. I'm not saying it was great, but it looked – well, the first year it was. It looked a whole lot better than this. Listen, I don't know that D'Amico's the answer, Clint, but there is nothing about things that make me believe, hey, man, just leave it up to Nick to figure it out.
Well, there's
nothing about it that says, hey, man, let's just let Nick Caley, just let him ride with it. Well, He'll figure it out.
Well, I mean, just think about how bad this thing has been botched, right? I mean, and hopefully it gets better and I'm dead wrong, but when you think about how this thing's been botched, I mean, a piss-poor effort to fix the offensive line, which is such to the point that we're seeing them rotate left guards 8 weeks into the season, right? I mean, the wide receivers that you chose to run with was a banged-up Christian Kirk who's injury-prone, and that's proven to be true, and a bunch of rookies that don't know their tail from a hole in the ground, right? And you know, you got C.J. Stroud, who is getting a hell beat out of him for 2 straight years. They still can't figure out the protection. It's still communication and execution, which we've heard for 2 years. I mean, it's just on so many levels, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have absolutely botched this thing offensively. And, by the way, you got a quarterback that can play, there's no doubt. I mean, if you put the pieces around him and you somehow find the leadership necessary around him, he can win and win at a high clip and be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. But you've created an offense. You created an animal on the offensive side of the football that doesn't have any alphas playing. You don't have anybody on that side of the ball. Literally on that side of the ball, a staff or player that's an alpha, that's a leader, that gets pissed when you're getting your ass whooped over and over and over again.
No.
Like, you just sit there and take it and talk about being a good teammate and a good, you know, yeah, man, we just got to go back to practice and get more reps. What's the answer to being better? Oh, we just got to go get more reps,
man. I hear you. Like you said to start, hell, I don't even know if that matters. Ain't got nobody that can fix it.
It don't matter. It don't matter, boys. It don't matter, boys. The only thing that's going to fix it is a weaker opponent. The
Ravens or when they get the Titans or the Raiders.
Well, when they go up against an opponent that doesn't have the Jimmys and Joes and they probably half quit because they don't have but 5 or 6 wins and they're injured, you know, and then it's going to be, that's what I'm talking about right there. Spread the ball around, run the ball.
That's it.
But you go up against most of the schedule right here, it's going to be good luck.
All right. All right. We're starting to sense something. potentially sense a trend here, what's happening with the Texans and what's happening with their head coach, DeMeco Ryans, and at least what he has with his team. We'll discuss what that is coming up.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. Hey, it is a party on this Thirsty Thursday. I look out, I see the Bud Light girls are out and taking care of guests here as well. I see... we've got plenty of prizes. Congratulations to our first winner who took home a $50 gift card to HEB. And that's just the first of it, man. We've got a lot. Bud Light got a chance to hook you up with multiple prizes as well that you can win. Really cool prizes from Bud Light. And later on, Clint, in the 5 o'clock hour, yeah, you got to be here, and we ain't doing it earlier. In the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win not one, but two sets of 49ers Texans tickets for the game on Sunday. You can win one yourself. Maybe, hell, maybe you win a pair. Maybe your partner wins a pair, and you got full tickets right there to the game on Sunday. But that's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you will give yourself an opportunity to win multiple prizes, including a pair of tickets. You got two opportunities to win that, a pair of tickets to the Texans 49ers game. Also, Clint, the Texans cheerleaders, they will be in here in the 5 o'clock hour, and a Texans legend. I cannot wait to know who that is. I believe the last time it was Travis. I think Travis was a Texans legend that sat down with us and hung out with us at this location. Yep, so we'll see who that is. Travis Johnson, the last time we were here. So we'll see who that is. But it's going to be a fun time on this Thirsty Thursday. Great food, great drinks, as always. All right, Clint. We haven't really, on this show, talked about this a lot this week. And I think there was a lot that happened. The offense was a big thing. The start of the game for the defense was a big thing. But Clint, I think a big thing that we saw in this game was, and we're now hearing even more of it when we hear D'Amico talk afterwards, of like either discipline or just for some reason it would appear when you hear him speak, and I know when you watch the film in particular with what the game plan was supposed to be with the receivers, it's just like, nah, man, we're going to do undisciplined things all the time. I hear that man D'Amico talk about all the time. We got to control the things we can control, all right? We got to play smart football. We got to get out of our own way. We can't have the Texans beat the Texans. And, I mean, his top dog, his number one voice, Azeez Alshire, is right in the front of it. We got Christian Harris, you know, doing silly things. You got, Derek Stingley gets a pick and then gets 15 yards tacked on for an offense that has trouble moving the ball with the knocking the face mask. And then just going out, hey, man, we want to play tight coverage on JSN. Nope. we heard him say multiple times this week, we had a game plan that we put forth in practice, and then we just went out and didn't do it. I mean, it's almost disrespectful to the level of things. That is something to me, Clint, with what it feels like the respect people have for D'Amico Ryans. That is really surprising that he's having a lot of problems with that type of stuff.
Well, I think your problems change, and how you address them has to change when you're 2-4. Mm. Right? I mean, I've said it a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, getting to 2-4 and having major problems that it doesn't look like there's a quick fix to, all of a sudden the head coach's problems change. The questions that he's receiving from the media change. You know, you go from a slow start to your quarterback's not playing well to your O-line struggling to, hey, man, what the hell are you doing with your offensive coordinator, man? What's going on with your OC? What do you think about this? Like, are you going to change offensive coordinators? What do you – you know, that kind of thing to – to your point of like the defense, you know, not necessarily putting on film what he says he wanted them to put on film kind of deal. It is definitely one of the problems I think that D'Amico Ryans is going to have to deal with that he hasn't had to deal with to date. When you're winning 10 games, going to the second round of the playoffs, hey man, you can do and say whatever the heck you want to do and say. You can deal with problems however you see fit. When you get to 2-4, folks start pushing back. So
that doesn't even make sense, Clint, to me. Hey, man, this is what we're going to do. All right, man, we're all going to go out here and do what the hell we want to do. Like, that is, I don't know if it's going that way, but the way he spoke about it, just like multiple different times, like, this is not at all what we talked about what we're going to do.
Well, it's the interesting thing about, you know, we listened to Bobby Slowick pull the same – and D'Amico pulled the same thing last year with the guys got to execute. It's not – basically, it's not the coaches. It's not the scheme. It's guys executing what we're telling them to do. And it got one guy fired because you won 10 games and you went to the second round of the playoffs, right? You mess around and win 4, 5, 6 games and don't go to the playoffs and the thing's moving the wrong direction, then all of a sudden there's going to be a lot of pissed off people and there's not going to be one offensive coordinator to blame it on. So that look, the reality of it is, you got a different set of problems right now at 2-4 than they've ever had, or than they've had dealing with since they hired D'Amico Ryans.
It's crazy. You spoke about that Azeez Alshire thing. Like that's happening often, right? I never thought that they would be one of the most undisciplined teams in the league. And Clint, it's really been that way a lot. Like with that, I think you made a point earlier. I think it was off air. We talked like there's a fine line of the type of physicality that he wants to play. So I think he's kind of lenient on some of that. But like you said earlier, like they do a lot of things to hurt themselves that they just don't have the leeway or the ability to make up for. Where you just go out there, they can get somebody off the field on 3rd and 11. They can't do stupid stuff to themselves. Yeah. And I got to believe he's preaching that.
Well, here's the deal. When you talk about this game specifically, right, the margin for error on this team, but really the defense, is so slim that you can't afford to have Derek Stingley go out there. And after the coach talked all week long, hell, he told the media, eye discipline is going to be absolutely huge this week. And the first drive, he's got his eyes in the backfield, and the damn tight end runs right by him for a 30-plus yard gain. Right? That, again, that happens. It's football. But and it may not even be fair, but the reality is this team, the margin for error is so thin that you have a hard time overcoming stuff like that. Right? The penalty you talked about, it's so thin you have a hard time overcoming it. You just can't do it. Landry Locker asked the question, you know, how with 3 minutes left in the game, you're down by two scores, how do you run the football and let 50 seconds run off the clock? Right? The margin for – you can't be bad – at those kind of simple things.
That you can control.
Yeah. I mean, look, if you want, you know, the moving Nico and getting Nico, you know, 23 targets and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, you got to be pretty damn good to make that happen.
But Tim Settle doing a swan dive over top of everybody when we got to get a stop.
Yeah, right. just these lower level things. Your quarterback coming out and throwing an interception out of halftime. Your quarterback trying to, as he's getting hit, trying to throw the ball. I don't know if he's throwing it away or trying to complete it to somebody, but throws a lateral and gives it. Like,
or backing up 18 yards to the end zone for what it should have been a safety.
You can't do those things because the margin for error for your team from a talent perspective is so slim. So, again, one more reason why I don't know how they find answers.
All right, coming up, the biggest story that's happening in sports, and it is juicy. The NBA and Adam Silver have a lot to deal with today and moving forward. We'll discuss all of that. And there's been something here recently. The biggest name in the sport has been added into this craziness. From the FBI. We'll discuss and let you know what that.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Eddie is coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Park Row in Katy. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We are live, and you can be live with us here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Park Row here in Katy, the Park Row location. Make your way out here. Plenty of things to win, including not one but two sets of a pair of tickets to the Texans 49ers game coming up on Sunday. We've got a big white raffle box. Put your name in there and you'll have a chance to win. Texans cheerleaders coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, as well as a Texans legend, Bud Light. The Bud Light girls are here at Bud Light, who always does a great job. They've got prizes as well for you to win. Buffalo Wild Wings, good food, good drinks. As well. And while we're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, as you heard, we do not come empty-handed. We are also joined by some representatives from Folds of Honor who are partnering with Buffalo Wild Wings and Anheuser-Busch to help accomplish their mission of honoring the sacrifice of those who serve by educating their legacy. Starting next week, if you're buying Budweiser or Bud Light, a portion of the proceeds will go directly to Folds of Honor to help provide scholarships for children and spouses of service members and first responders who have been killed or disabled in the line of duty. All right, Clint, the craziest story, and this is the number one story in sports right now, is what happened very earlier today, and that is three prominent people and attached to the NBA, head coach Chauncey Billups of the Portland Trail Blazers, reserve guard Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat, and then a former player and former coach Damon Jones. They were all arrested early this morning in connection to gambling cases. Chauncey Billups just went into the Hall of Fame this past year and is the head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. Just coached last night. He was arrested in Portland at 6 a.m. His was due to a connection with mob families and poker games that he was a part of. And then Terry Rozier, who had been investigated for a while from the NBA and was cleared over the summer of any wrongdoing, he was arrested with player props and more on-court issues. And then Damon Jones, hell, he was attached in both of them as well. Here was FBI Director Kash Patel, and he came out and spoke earlier today. This was him updating what was going on with those arrests in the NBA.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today, former, current NBA players and coaches. What you don't know is that this is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchesi crime families.
All right, man. This is this thing. Holy there is hell. So much to get
this
to.
This is not a movie, folks. This is not a movie. There's two different cases and 30 total indictments, right? But what was going on was there was. So Chauncey Billups was involved with all of the Italian mafia families. They were running a ring where basically they were using him to attract big money people to come play cards with him.
Allegedly, yeah, using him.
And the scheme was, which he and everybody in the room apparently allegedly was in on, but was to come play with him. They had card tables that were X-ray machines that would show somebody what cards were all face down. They had glasses, special contacts and glasses that would that they only could see the cards that had already been marked on the cards. They had the automatic shuffler and dealer machines that were reading everybody's hand as it was coming out of the deal, and there were, it was sending the information to somebody off-site. That person was then texting the information to a player that was at the table playing. And there's one particular guy where reportedly, allegedly, they took over $1.8 million off of in these rings. And this has been going on for 4 years now. This apparently this investigation started 4 years ago, and it's culminated in this. The other case is one of which shouldn't surprise anybody.
You're more normal.
Yeah, it was somebody in the NBA has got information that somebody's got an injury and is not going to play. And so they pass that information on. They bet heavily on that guy not hitting that prop bet or that team not winning. And, you know, they get paid for it.
We've seen Javante Porter.
He's involved in this one.
He got this one and before he's been banned. To me, that is for Adam Silver, a lot of this obviously is stuff he's going to have to deal with. But that's the one, though, because Terry Rozier was cleared. Right, the NBA, they did their own investigation, and they cleared him of any wrongdoing. Like, I mean, it was Shams Charania on the 30th of June said Terry Rozier, as of now, has been cleared. He finishes the season with Miami, and there's nothing really active as of right now with him. He said he had been cleared of it, and the FBI comes back and hits him with that Lee Corso. Like, nah, bruh. No, not so fast. No, he's not. And that's a bad look of Ryder. What if you're investigating and how is he clear when the FBI seems to have what they're saying, you know, pretty clear evidence that he was clearly involved in this?
Yeah. I mean, this is – that. You're right. That's the bigger – as far as we're concerned here in the sports world, I think that's the bigger part of it is what does this do to the NBA in a sense of – Adam Silver dealing with internal investigations into players, no matter what they're doing, right? If it comes out that a guy that's already been investigated and cleared was heavily involved in all these different things, I believe he's one of them that was kind of involved in both cases. So there was one or two of
Damon,
the players.
Damon Jones was involved in both cases.
Okay,
Terry
wasn't.
Yeah.
So, but if a guy that's already been cleared ends up having some major issues and you know, the NBA tried to sweep it under the rug. I mean, that's going to be a tough one to explain.
Because that's what a lot of people are going to look at that and believe. And that's what it looks like right now, especially if it's really hard evidence.
Yeah.
Also adding to this, Clint, and this is obviously the big name. Now, I'll read the report here. Sources say bettors allegedly got injury info on LeBron James. Former 11-year NBA player Damon Jones was one of the ones we just talked about, was arrested Thursday amid charges that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player that facilitated illegal sports betting, authorities announced. They announced that LeBron James was the prominent player in this situation. So his name has been brought in there. They do say there at the end, LeBron James was not at all accused of any wrongdoing in the indictment.
Yeah, I mean, look, but that would be a perfect example of passing on information because he's apparently been pretty close to LeBron since their playing days in Cleveland, I think it was.
Yep. Coach there.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, he tells somebody, hey, LeBron ain't quite ready to go tonight. Go ahead and put whatever amount on it, and that's inside information. You can't do that, man. So, you know, the reports are. I don't know how they've confirmed it, but the initial reports were that they connected the dots, and the player that didn't play in that game was LeBron James. And so that's when I read it 5 hours ago, it was more of an assumption. But yeah, man, that's it's how the NBA handles this is really, I mean, for those individuals, good luck. But for how the NBA handles it and whether they can come out clean of how they typically investigate things.
They're not coming out clean. Like the Terry Rozier thing, especially if this, we start taking the alleged off at some point, and it's really proven that Terry Rozier knew all of these things and was involved in all these things, That is going to be something that doesn't go. You cleared this guy, and then at that point it would believe like you swept this under the rug or you didn't do enough work to get yourself the information you needed, and that will be a stain and always be in the back of the mind of certain people watching this.
Absolutely, and gambling on it. I mean, gambling's a big. I mean, that's a big part of it. How the hell did I did not know that the mob and mafia families of any descent, but the Italian mafia, I didn't know that was still such a prevalent thing. Yeah. I didn't know that was such a huge. Like
not
I knew it was back
swear,
in the day.
Yeah.
I know Tyler's involved in it a lot. Tyler, can you help?
I'll tell you off air.
You do look like you got a little. You may have a little Italian mafia in you.
I do like some gabagool.
I don't. That's it's wild to think that today. Of course, I liken it back to the movies that we all watch. Of like, it's wild to think that those families that are so well known to be crime families are still operating.
Man, what Chauncey's being accused of? My God, boss. He must have been getting broke off something.
Well,
if it's true, I'm sure he was.
The money they were clipping folks for, but I'm talking about
broke off so much so like, all right, this is enough for me to take this.
Well,
chance.
The scary part about it is and there's already one player reported to where
Damon Jones,
where he got involved because he got so far in debt, the only way he could pay him back was to get involved, and it's turned into this, right? And that's a sad day for some folks, man. Is if you got involved by choice just to be a crook and make a quick buck, then shame on you. But man, these dudes that are so buried in debt, they don't have any. They think it's their only way out. That's a sad way to go, man.
All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, watch a little film, a little tape drop Thursday. I'll be honest with you, it ain't too much good. So if you're one of them sensitive kind and you get that thin skin, go on, change the channel. But we got to talk about the film and what we saw on both sides of the ball. As Ron pointed out a little earlier, typically I'm offensive heavy. Today is a little bit about the defense as well. But we'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.